Hello, this is Krishnan Guru Murthy here. It's about 4:45 and we're in the Brighton Media Suite waiting for David Miliband to turn up. And with me is Kathy Newman. Kathy, what's the story of the day so far?
Well, I don't think there are that many people here yet, despite that I think it's sunny outside. People have decided to stay in the garden rather than come down. So there's a strange kind of Marie Celeste air to the conference bars and hotels. There's usually people sitting, drinking, having a good time. But actually, I did a tour of the cafes and bars and found that there weren't very many people there.
Yeah, and sort of the big talking point, though, is the Andy Marr question about the drugs. What are people saying about that? I mean, you know, are people angry?
Well, Gordon Brown's allies are pretty angry. They think it was below the belt, that it marked really a new low in TV interviewing. They think that this precedent of asking personal questions about the Prime Minister's health was set by the American TV channel that asked about his sight last week. And they're pretty dismayed. And it's a kind of further humiliation for the Prime Minister, really, when he's trying to play the statesman on the international stage and now play the statesman at the Labour Party conference.
What do you think? Would you have asked that?
It's a cheeky question. I suppose it would be tempting, but would we stoop so low? Would you ask that question?
Well, I mean, you know, I had to wonder as I was watching. You could argue that Charles Clarke kicked the door open and NBC kicked it a bit more open, and therefore it's all fair game. But I suppose that the troubling point about it is that it seems to be based on nothing more than rumours on the blogosphere.
Yeah, and I think bloggers on the internet like to claim that they break stories before traditional media, and I think the problem is that they can break all sorts of rumours that turn out not to be true, and they conveniently forget about those rumours that aren't true and claim credit for the stories that do turn out to be true. So I think it is dangerous, and we have to be a bit more careful as traditional media.
Okay, let's go off and be more careful. That was Kathy Newman. Now, where's David Miliband?